Major banking crisis looms as study finds nearly 200 more banks could potentially collapse. By Monetary Gold, sponsored, on March 29, 2023. The following content is sponsored by Monetary Gold, the official gold sponsor of Breitbart News. The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, followed by Signature Bank 2 days later, turned out to be the second largest bank failure in U.S. history. That is no small feat. A recently published study by the Social Science Research Network found that 186 banks across the United States could collapse if half of their respective uninsured depositors were to withdraw their funds. Meaning you, an American citizen, walk into your bank and ask for what is rightfully yours. That simple act could collapse 186 banks with potentially $300 billion in insured deposits at risk. The SSRN study also evaluated banks' asset books around the United States, and they found that there is an estimated $2 trillion discrepancy in their overall market value. They also said that uninsured depositors are a major source of funding for commercial banks and account for about $9 trillion of bank liabilities. So, if we, the people, were to ask for our money back, these banks could present a significant risk of collapsing the banking system. Do you see 2008 again on the horizon? What's different now? The bank collapse of 2023 to 2024 is but a mile away, and we can see it coming. In 2008, we were surprised, but now we are witnessing the same 2008 signals. Today, each one of us can still do something about protecting ourselves. The banking system is made up of 100% paper assets. Money, stocks, bonds, mortgages, contracts, futures, etc. all paper. Just like during the Great Depression, we could all wake up one day to find our paper asset values cut in half, or worthless. With $31 trillion of debt, could that happen again? There is only one way to protect your assets. That is to take 20-30% of your cash or paper assets and put them into precious metals. Determining what precious metals are right for you depends on your endgame. This is not a one-size-fits-all question. But at the end of the day, it still boils down to the preservation of capital. If a $100,000 account has $30,000 in gold and the rest in stocks, and the stocks take a 60% hit, you now have $28,000 in stocks. More than likely, based on history, your gold might now be worth $35,000. So, now, after a 60% hit to your account, you still have $63,000 left. That's one way gold works to protect your portfolio and your retirement accounts. Benjamin Franklin once said, "An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure." Those words could not be any more true than they are today. Just taking one step towards preventing the loss of your savings will save you countless sleepless nights when the financial system begins crumbling from debt. That one easy step is to get Monetary Gold's Financial Protection Guide. It's yours, absolutely free of cost to you. You'll learn how the super wealthy protect themselves and shield their assets. It will reveal the secret IRS loophole that could save you thousands of dollars in taxes. Inside, you'll learn about the world's most powerful anti-inflation fighter and what you must do now to protect your retirement, and why China, Russia, and other communist countries are hoarding gold. Please visit our website to get your free Monetary Gold Financial Protection Guide today.